I believe that video is the native tongue of the internet.
Yeah.
You go to a country and what language do they speak? They speak English, they speak Spanish, they speak Mandarin. The internet speaks video.
I feel like I can rule the world. I know I could be what I want to. I put my all in it like no days off. On the road, let's travel.
Let me tell you something like really interesting that's light. So listen to this. So let me explain how I got into this. So go to creatorcamp.co.
Okay, I'm here. Creator Camp, defining cinema for the internet age. Oh, I know these guys. I've seen these guys on Twitter.
And so I just Slacked you their Notion page, which is actually way better.
I've seen this because I saw their videos on Twitter and I was like, these guys are great. What are you guys doing? And they sent me this Notion doc and I was like, I F with this. I like you guys.
Yes. So let me give a little bit of background here of things that I've noticed. I've noticed that on both long form content on YouTube, being like 10, 20, 30, 50 minutes on YouTube, but also even on short-term, short clips on Instagram, young folks, Gen Z, they are doing this different type of content than the type of content you and I are used to. It's well-produced. Sometimes it's fictional and it's like acted out, but not like Logan Paul Vine acted out where he's like walking and he slips on a banana and falls, but like acting, like a script. And yeah. I've noticed this happening a ton. And I'll give you an example of one. Have you heard of this guy called Wesley Wang?
Yes, I have.
You've heard of him? What do you know about him?
I've watched his YouTube video. If people haven't seen this, they need to go to YouTube. What is the video? What's the movie called?
It's called Nothing Except Everything.
So I stumbled on this one night. I don't know how. I was like, not presented to me. Like I had no expectations for it. It's not like somebody sent me this and was like, hey, this is going to be great. I just saw it somewhere, clicked it. This thing has 8 million views. This guy is a high schooler who made like a short film. It's like a 12, 13 minute movie that was so good, so well made. So like, it looks so legit for a high schooler with his high school crew and his high school classmates as actors. I couldn't believe it. And I tried to hunt the guy down. I'm like, you're the most talented guy I've seen in the last, 3 months. Who are you? How do I back you? How do I fund you? He's already like, made it basically, like somebody signed him or whatever. He got something. I forgot what it was. Like he got into school or he got signed. He got something.
No, he was at Harvard and he got a message from, I think, A24 or one of these like big time directors or production companies. He got many of them. And one guy sent him a message. I don't know anything about Hollywood, but it's a prominent guy. And he says, how do I convince you to drop out of Harvard? And so he signed with a production company. But explain
that's what I'm saying. Somebody already found him. Yeah, 100%.
Explain what this movie is.
Well, this was like a year ago that I saw this. So I can't tell you the plot of the movie.
It's a 12-minute movie. Like there's actors. They're like it's a real movie.
We're describing it like cavemen. Like there's people, but they're not who they say they are.
Well, but it's on YouTube.
They are acting.
And most YouTube or a lot of YouTube is like a day in the life or it's a vlog, right? And so it does not fit that. It has really good cinematography. It has good scripting, whatever. It's a great movie. It has a soundtrack. It's awesome. And it went viral. It got 9 million views, I think, last year. The kid's only 19. He spent something like $30,000 to make it. So not a lot of money. And it was a huge success. And then I've noticed that there's this other thing going on. So go to Instagram. So it's only a 30-second video. So watch this guy's Instagram.
Yeah. Check this guy out. The hat. That is a beautiful hat. That is a nice hat. That man is wearing that hat. That hat is not wearing him. Whoa. Imagine if that hat was like wearing him. Yeah, what would that even look like? That is a wild image.
Okay, watched it. Love it. These are basically like people who have the ability to make cinematic videos in short form. It has like gone up 10x, not even really because of the tech helps, but really it's just people seeing other people doing it and then being like, how do I do that too? And I had this happen about a year ago. I saw this girl post this TikTok of herself and her parents. She was like in her parents' bedroom and she's like, hey, I'm Maddie. And instead of going to school, I'm going to spend the summer making films. I want to be a filmmaker. And but the editing was amazing. The color grading was amazing. I don't even know what these terms are, but I was like, there's some, whatever she's doing, the sound design, why is this so highly produced for like a kid? You know, you're a high schooler or something. And I got like really hooked and I made her an offer for $200,000 to come fly out and work for me. And she turned me down. She's like 19 years old and was still living in her parents' bedroom. And she's like, no, I'm going to make my own movies. I was like, whoa, okay, respect.
All right, so everyone talks about content and how you should do content marketing to get more customers. The problem is that it's really hard. How do you make something that blows up, that goes viral, that actually gets you customers versus what most people do? They make something that's completely ignored. Well, when I ran my last company, The Hustle, I had to study this, and I eventually made content that reached tens, sometimes even hundreds of millions of readers. And so we were able to dial in between what works and what doesn't, and we made it fairly repeatable. And so with the help of HubSpot, I made a guide called The 20 Ways to Craft Irresistible Content that looks at the books that I read to learn all of this, but then also the tactics, the 20 different tactics, the 20 different strategies that we used at The Hustle in order to help things go viral so we actually got customers from the content that we made. And so if you want to create content that people actually read, you can check it out below. There's a QR code that you can scan, or you can click the link in the description. Now back to the episode.
I'm pretty obsessed with this trend, actually. And I have no idea how to do it, by the way. I'm such an old man. Like, I remember when computers came out. Remember when we used to have, like, a computer room in our house?
Yeah.
My grandfather came over, and he's probably, like, 80-something years old. And he insisted on learning to type. And I was like, let me just do it for you, because he was going so slow. But he practiced every day to learn how to type because he wanted to learn how to use a computer. And now, looking back, I really respect it. At the time, I was pretty annoyed because, you know, only one person could be on the computer at a time back then. So it was like he was taking up all my computer time. But now I respect the hell out of that. What an unbelievable thing. And I don't know if you remember on this podcast, we talked about this, like, I don't know, a year ago, where I was like, hey, I've been watching like how people are using short form video. And it's kind of amazing. I was like, I feel like we're two guys standing next to our horse carriages and we're smoking a cigarette. And we're the man when it comes to horse carriages around this town. And like a Tesla just zoomed by.
Yeah.
And I looked at you and you looked at me and we're like, what the hell was that? That's what TikTok is. Like, that's what this short form video trend is, where people can make this type of content.
But it's different. So like, TikTok used to be, I don't know. Okay, so first of all, we have to categorize or describe what we're saying. This trend that we're saying, it's like scripted, it's acted out, it's well polished. For years,
they call it cinematic. That's the genre.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
For years, that was not cool. For years, it was like, you know, I'm just going to be a selfie. I'm going to be raw. I'm going to be. And there was still like acting in that sometimes in funny skits, but it wasn't like this. I think the closest thing for me was Casey Neistat, growing up watching Casey Neistat, where it was raw, but it was very well planned and it was meticulous. But I'm seeing this trend that I absolutely love. And this is this guy who we just showed. Who's this guy, actually? I don't even know his name. Matt Malley. He has only 200,000 followers, but if you look at some of his videos, the one I sent you, it'll have 200,000 likes. Another one being the Wesley Wang.
Is this guy's name Bat Molly?
Is it Bat Molly? I don't even know his name.
B-A-T-T.
And like, he dresses cool. So sometimes I'm like, I guess he has advertisers who are clothing companies. I'm not sure, but whatever he's doing, I love. there's just a vibe about it that I like. And how do you describe it? I don't know. What's he selling?
No, I share your sentiment, dude. It's like the first time I saw somebody like, you know, crip walk. And I was like, I don't know what your feet just did, but I sure did appreciate what that was. That was cool.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. So you guys are just going to have to follow him. And if you're listening on audio, go to our YouTube page. We'll link to this guy.
But the thing is, he's not even special. This is just one of like a million people now that do this. They could just do this as like, it's like when you meet people who could do Rubik's Cubes or something. It's like, oh, wow, that's like, I don't know. That seems like, that looks like a miracle to me.
Is this a very common thing?
Yeah. This is like a growing genre. A lot of people could do this.
I love it. And so back to Camp Studios, or the company's Camp Studios, but the product they're selling, I think, is called Creator Camp. But so basically what these guys are doing is the guy who created it is a YouTuber, and he makes these style of videos. And so they set up an office in Austin. And I don't know where the money comes from. Maybe it's their own money. The guy has like 800,000 followers on YouTube, so maybe he is making money. But they basically are going to find people who are making these cinematic style videos, and they're going to help fund them. And what they're trying to do is make videos or movies, basically movies is a better way to describe it, for $100,000 that can make millions of dollars. And so we've always heard these stories of like one-off examples of this. Like, do you remember that movie Paranormal Activity?
Oh, yeah. Was that the one? No, it was, you're talking about the one that was like the handheld cam.
So
like,
that was Blair Witch Project. So there's a Blair few Witch. Of them. So there was Blair Witch, where it was, you hear these stories of like a $20,000 or $30,000 or $50,000 budget, and it makes $100 million. And then Paranormal Activity was another one. And there's a bunch of examples. But these guys are actually creating a business that makes those hits, where it's $100,000, a $200,000 video or movie. And then they try to actually get it in theaters. And I think it's pretty freaking cool. I think this is actually a really cool business. This is something that you had described a while ago. It's a little bit different. You actually wanted to create like a school. But yeah, this is like a pretty cool thing. And when you go to their website and you see like the people who are students or part of the accelerator, or whatever they want to call it, it's this totally new genre, this new style of 21-year-old that I love.
Well, there's the fashion of it, which is like, you're right. You know, we used to think the best content is the more raw, more authentic, more personable. And that was what was working for a period of time. But, you know, the pendulum always swings when everything becomes super raw UGC, creates a craving, a demand for something that's a little more produced, a little more cool, a little more cinematic, the dialogue is snappier because it's like planned, right? So there is the fashion side of it, which is like, oh, this is interesting. I kind of like this style of content now. Style, right? Fashion, fad, trend. But then there's what I'm seeing just underneath it, the infrastructure, which is, I believe that video is the native tongue of the internet.
Yeah.
So like you go to a country and that's what language do they speak? They speak English, they speak Spanish, they speak Mandarin. The internet speaks video. If you open, you know, the Facebook feed 10 years ago, the Instagram feed 10 years ago, it looked dramatically different than it does today. Today, it's essentially 90% video. Even if there's an image, it's like an image that has like text and music on top. That's essentially a video. So the internet speaks video, which means that for guys like you or I,
we're screwed.
If you suck at making video, you don't speak your ESL, baby.
Yeah.
You go to the after school, you know, like program. You got to work on
we
it.
We are
right?
So, your grandpa. You know, you and I, when we were 18, we were these guys and your grandpa was your grandpa. We are the grandpa now.
Yeah, which is crazy because we're like in our mid-30s. We're not even like, you know, he was 80 at the time. But I feel this way. I feel like I don't speak the tongue of the native tongue of the internet. I don't speak the language of the internet because I can't make great short videos. Short video is the dialect.
Cutting your sales cycle in half sounds pretty impossible, but that's exactly what Sandler Training did with HubSpot. They use Breeze, HubSpot's AI tools, to tailor every customer interaction without losing their personal touch. And the results were incredible. Click-through rates jumped 25%. Qualified leads quadrupled. And people spent 3 times longer on their landing pages. Go to HubSpot.com to see how Breeze can help your business grow.
I have decided that I'm going to develop this skill to speak this language in the same way that I, you know, decided to learn the piano, or somebody might say, oh, I really want to learn Spanish this year. They start doing 15 minutes of a day on Duolingo. I'm not saying I'm going to become the best or I need to be a professional at this, but I do need to be able to speak the language. So that's the first thing.
Hold on. What's that mean?
Like I'm making videos. I'm like literally like right after, what am I going to do after this? I'm opening up CapCut and I'm editing a video of one of my, like, and it doesn't need to be about anything in particular. It's not like I have some agenda. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to make a movie. I just want to be able to say, okay, the same things I would want to share before through a text update or an image update, I should try to be able to share that same nugget in an interesting way of video, like interestingly through video, right? And like, okay, the easy way is me just setting up this camera and talking to it, but that's kind of the boomer. That's typing with 2 fingers. That's right. It's like, that's not quite how you're supposed to be doing it. I'm going to try to do it the way that, you know, these cool people are all doing. That's the first thing. And if somebody wants to join my video team and help you do this, great. Tell me. The second thing is, you said the thing about the college. I've gotten more and more serious about this idea. I actually think it's going to be incredibly needed to train people to have the skill set to do modern marketing, modern media and marketing. So like modern media and marketing is some combination of, you know, video content, whether it's TikTok, it's YouTube, podcasting, you know, creating, you know, short form ads and commercials. It's communicating updates and, you know, even corporate communications that are done through video. Like all of that is going to be the modern media and marketing stack is something that I don't think the world is training young people for. I think the old model of like go to film school was like one really like narrow thing, which is like maybe you want to go be in Hollywood, but the whole world is now Hollywood. Like every company has to make video. Every creator has to make video. Every, you know, everybody who wants to have an audience needs to be able to create this type of content. And to do that, you need a bunch. You don't need to be the person on screen necessarily. You need people who are good at holding the camera, who are good at editing, who are good at animation, who are good at all sound design, all sorts of other stuff. And so I've actually started exploring this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull this off, but my goal would be to find a physical campus that I can buy, find an existing college that I can buy, rebrand, and basically hire a sort of a dean or a CEO who's going to run this as an actual like for-profit university or college that's going to teach people the modern stack of media and marketing. And I really want to do this. So if people are excited or inspired by this, email me at sean@seanperry.com because I don't know how to do this yet. I don't have all the details. I don't know where the campus is. I don't know who's going to run it. I don't know exactly how to do this, but I do know a couple things. I have the connections to do this with like some pretty big creators that I think bring a lot of attention and legitimacy to this. And I think this needs to exist. And there's no chance that the traditional incumbent universities are ever going to serve this need properly.
Mr. Beast, Jimmy, what did he say? Wasn't he riffing with you on this?
No, I haven't talked to him about it, but like you know, I will go to him with this once we have it packaged up better, right? Like once we identify the site and we identify the CEO to run it, that's when I would go loop in a few people that would bring pretty serious capital and pretty serious like influence to this.
That's cool.
But don't you think that needs to exist? Like, how are people going to, like, the world, the supply versus demand, right? Like the demand for video, for great video content, entertaining, interesting, educational video content, the demand for that is like as big as a number can get. And then the supply of people who know how to create it is so much smaller than that demand. It's like so imbalanced today.
Yeah. And whenever I watch these videos, they feel like I'm like, you're a baby genius. Who's like, how on earth did this person learn how to do this? It's like it really does feel like a different language. Like I couldn't even begin to do it. And I follow
like 15 years ago, if somebody was young, would you have told them, you would have told them, hey, you should probably learn to code, right? Like the internet's going to be a big deal. Computers are a bigger and bigger deal. If you're going to learn a language, don't learn Spanish, learn, you know, JavaScript, learn C++, learn Python, right? Those are the languages that you needed to learn. I kind of feel like today that thing for non-highly technical people, you know, if you're super technical, go learn engineering, go learn computer science, like that's great. But for a lot of people that are not super, super technical, I think this is it. I think this is the thing you need to learn is how to create media and marketing that actually works in the modern world.
Well, guys, when it comes to banking, the only time I feel truly happy is when I'm using Mercury. And that's today's sponsor for the show. That is the banking product I use for not one, not two, but actually 8 of my businesses. I have 8 Mercury accounts. I just went and counted. I use it for every one of my companies. It's an absolute no-brainer. Over 200,000 other fast-growing, ambitious companies use Mercury. It's one place you can go where not only you can, of course, have your money there, but you can send invoices, you can pay bills, you can create reimbursements for your team. Pretty much all of your financial needs can be housed under Mercury. And the product is beautiful to use. And the reason why is because it's a product that was not made by finance people. It was made by a founder, Imad. He's been on this podcast before. And he used tons of products as a startup founder. And this is the one that he wished he had. And I actually reached out to them to become a sponsor for this show because I'm such a big fan of it. So if you need a banking product for your startup, use Mercury. You will not regret it. It's amazing. For more information, check out mercury.com. Mercury is a financial technology company, not a bank. Check show notes for details.
And I've noticed, so for example, I follow this guy on YouTube named The Iron Snail, and he just does like, he tells you the history of like genes. So incredibly like niche topic, or he'll tell you the history of like, it'll be a video on like why clothing is worse today than it was before. The nichiest topics where like only nerds like me would be into it.
Why is his name The Iron Snail?
I don't know.
We don't know. It's just,
I don't know.
Okay.
But great names are like that. They're just weird. You know, it's kind of like Roaring Kitty or whatever. They just are.
So he's got 381,000 subscribers. And like, just to give you an example of some of the videos, why you're paying more for worse clothes, and it has a picture of US clothes versus China clothes. What makes Japanese selvage denim? I don't even know what that is. So special.
Yeah. Nerdy stuff.
Stuff like that.
And what I've noticed, I started following him when he had 100,000 followers. And what I noticed is that his rate of growth is significantly higher. Oh, I forgot to add. This guy does cinematic style videos on really nerdy topics. You don't even know what selvaged denim is.
By the way, here's the ratio that matters. He's got 381,000 subscribers. His average video is getting like 200,000 to a million views.
Yeah.
So this is what you want to look for. The view to subscriber ratio. And like he's basically like overperforming, which means his videos are really good and it's just a matter of time before his sub count explodes.
And that's my point. So his videos, this guy reviews jeans. This is a very nerdy niche topic, but he approaches it with the cinematic?
Cinematic.
I don't give a shit.
These Cinnabons out here are fantastic.
But he approaches it in this way, where there's like a normal YouTuber, which is like us in front of a camera just talking. And then there's one where it adds all these features or all this music, all these cool cuts that are very purposeful, very meticulous, very thoughtful. And I've noticed two things. One, if you read the comments, the top comment on most of his videos are basically, I am not interested in jeans, but I can't stop watching your videos. So that's like a common feeling that people have.
Right.
That I don't care about blank, but I just love how you did it. Therefore, I'm all about it. And the second thing that I've noticed is that whenever I see these types of videos, the ratio of current subscribers they have as well as the views is significantly in their favor. And so my opinion is basically this is a trend where these people are going to significantly outperform, and give them 2 years, and the people who are going to be huge in 2 years are doing this style of video. This isn't like, you know, I'm not predicting we're going to Mars next year. Like, this isn't like that groundbreaking of a prediction or trend. But if you are a company and you make products, whether it's you just sell anything on e-com or you sell what I sell, and it doesn't matter what you're selling. I'm just saying that if you do want to get in the video, this style of video seems to be what's hitting.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
And there's other ways to take advantage of it, like this creator camp.
There's this guy, another guy, Michael McElvey. Have you seen this guy?
No. What's his? How do you spell his last name?
McElvey, McElvie. All right. So this guy's story is pretty crazy. So I saw this guy's video. He did a video about like the NFL draft or something like that. Some like, again, your denim for me is like basketball or football. And I watched this video on the NFL draft and I'm like, I don't know what I just watched. But again, top comment is like, did I just stumble onto, you know, like YouTube Premium? Like, what is this? Why is this so good? Why is this so well made? I almost hesitate to give this guy out because I'm like, this guy's such a gem. But the secret's out. This guy's going to be phenomenal. Same thing, 260,000 YouTube subscribers. I found this guy when he had probably 30,000 YouTube subscribers. Now, you know, in a year, whatever, he's up to 268. But again, every video gets between, you know, 200,000 to a million views. It's a great ratio. And he makes absurdly high quality sports content. And I'm like, oh, I got to find this guy. He's like a filmmaker or something. I don't know who this guy is, but he's clearly, you know, classically trained filmmaker type of guy. And I go look at his bio and it's like a link to schedule a call with like a CPA, like a financial advisor. I was like, what? This guy's just literally like, I think he's a financial advisor. Cause you can't find him on his, like, there's no link to his website here. There's no like course he's selling. No, nothing like that. I find him on LinkedIn. And he works for a very boring finances company. And so we talked to him. We're like, Michael, dude, your videos are incredible. What's up? And he's like, oh, yeah. If you sort by oldest, look at his videos. It's him talking about like the value of a college degree in today's market. Like not sports content at all. Actually, I think he's deleted a bunch of them because they're gone now. But it was like tax planning with a CPA or like which type of trust should you incorporate and which state is the best one to incorporate your trust in. It was like content like that. So this guy's story is pretty crazy. He was creating content like that, and he was the only guy on YouTube. It wasn't cinematic, but it was like there just wasn't a lot of supply of that content on YouTube. But YouTube is a search engine, so people would search for like new Delaware trust tax laws, and he had the only video about it. And so it'd get 400 views, but he would book like 200 calls off of 400 views because it was like if you needed that, he was the authority because he had the only video about it. And so he builds this huge book of business and he ends up getting acquired by this like bigger finance company. And they're like, dude, you've created this incredible business. And he's like, yeah, I just make YouTube comment and content. And they're like, oh, we're so regulated. I don't know if we're comfortable with that. We'll ask, you know, like our compliance department, if you could do that, just hold on for a while. So he like has to sit on the shelf for like a year doing nothing. And then they're like, no, we don't want you doing that content stuff. Too risky. Just, you know, sit here. And he's like, oh, this is boring. Okay, so I'll go make content about my second favorite thing, you know, like sports instead of nerdy tax law. And that's how he started creating this content. And he now creates the most premium sports content on YouTube.
And it's not a full-time job still?
No, he still works at the whatever. He's like a tax finance guy.
Dude, that's insane. This guy should quit immediately. His stuff's great. I'm just like, I can't listen to it, but because I'm just watching it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is clearly a home run.
I think he did have a pretty sweet deal with the acquisition, so I understand. But I think, yeah, I would guess that it's just a matter of time until he's, you know, full-time on this. By the way, I have one more for you. If people want to nerd out on this rabbit hole, Ryan Trahan, who's a very popular YouTuber, 20 million subscribers. You know, okay, he makes videos just like a normal YouTuber. Like, I ate a penny every day until I had to get my stomach pumped or whatever. Like, you know, I did a crazy thing.
He did like I walked across the country or like, just like, it's like stunts.
Stunts, yeah. I tested every one-star hotel in America. You know, stuff like that. And by the way, all his videos, they're pretty great. He's an incredible creator. He does this great thing where he has the stunt, but as soon as the video starts, it's no longer about the spectacle. And he's super like quirky, likable, doesn't take himself too seriously. I love it. He nails that vibe. Whereas everybody else is like, bigger, badder, bigger explosions. You know, he actually like kind of is like super likable and relatable. I think he's going to be one of the biggest creators in the world.
I think he is, isn't he?
Obviously he's on his way, but like, you know, that 20 million, I think I would buy stock at 20 million subscribers. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's got significant headroom.
Hey, bold prediction, saying a guy with 21 million subscribers on YouTube is going to be a big deal.
He's going to be big. So check this out. He's got this video called We Need to Talk. It's a video that's promoting his candy brand. You know, he's got like a candy brand. Well, I forgot what it's called.
Joyride. Yeah.
Joyride. And I watched this and I go, I have no interest in candy in general, let alone his candy. I watched every second of this video and about 2 minutes in, I just sort of had to pause and I was like, oh, every other candy company is screwed. Like, if this guy can create this, what is a normal company supposed to do when you're competing with this? This is incredible. Like the quality of the content, I was like, I've signed me up to watch this commercial every week. Like it was unbelievably done by, you know, just a kid. Like he's young. It doesn't have like
it's a 7 minute video. And the top comment, it's pretty funny. It fits exactly what we're saying. That was insanely cinematic. So it's a
exactly. And then the next one, I just got tricked into watching a commercial and I'm not even mad. Next one, that was the best commercial I've ever watched. Next one, I just watched a 7 minute commercial and it was better than half the movies I've ever seen. The storytelling was immaculate. This is what I'm saying. This was my feeling. I was like, how, if I'm a candy company and I see this, I have like an existential crisis because I'm like, I cannot believe the gap between what a kid who's not even like farming this out in a $20 million contract to some big ad agency. Like this is just like him with his team making something. It was unbelievable. This is unbelievably, it broke my brain. So go watch that thing.
So this company, so he founded Joyride.
Yeah.
And they've raised $33 million. So this is kind of a go big play here.
Yeah.
Wow. This is crazy. This is cool. It's got almost 6.5 million views.
Yeah. I think he used Stix to produce it.
What's that?
But like, yeah. Stix is like another YouTube channel that's like, they make cool stuff. You should check them out too. But yeah, unbelievable. I didn't mean to make it sound like he's holding a camera doing like a vlog. Like it's not just him. Obviously, a lot of people were involved in this. What I just meant is like, you're not talking about like a multi-billion dollar conglomerate hiring, you know, the best ad agency and professional Hollywood actors and, you know, a VFX studio, whatever. Like this is like the creator economy bottoms up punching. And like, wow, their punch is actually kind of amazing.
This entire episode is basically, it's, what did you say? What did you say the squares and circles or the triangles said? It was...
Different is better than better.
Different is better than better. That's what this entire episode is. That's basically, every story was about that.
We should make the thumbnail like that guy's nothing is... What is it? Nothing is everything? What is that guy's video?
I don't know.
Nothing except everything or something?
I honestly already forgot it. No, I'm just joking.
The thumbnail is just like, whatever, some like, you know, cute girl turning back, like as if you're like in love with her. And it's like blurry and like, you know, like cinematic thumbnail and like vague, title. We should do that for this episode.
Nothing except everything.
We should try to be cinematic. The boys try to be cinematic.
Oh, man.
We try to be cinematic. Might delete later.
Dude, you need to be like, one of us needs to be like a hot chick, like reaching out with our hand back to grab our boyfriend's hand, because that's what this is.
Yeah, actually, after this, can you, you should legitimately do this. Can you take a picture of you in that pose? We'll blur it like that, and we'll use that as the thumbnail.
That's so funny. All right, let's try it. All right, that's it. That's the pod. I feel like I can rule the world. I know I could be what I want to. I put my all in it like no days off. On the road, let's travel, never looking back. All right, my friends, I have a new podcast for you guys to check out. It's called Content is Profit, and it's hosted by Luis and Fonzie Cameo. After years of building content teams and frameworks for companies like Red Bull and Orange Theory Fitness, Luis and Fonzie are on a mission to bridge the gap between content and revenue. In each episode, you're going to hear from top entrepreneurs and creators, and you're going to hear them share their secrets and strategies to turn their content into profit. So you can check out Content is Profit wherever you get your podcasts.